Words appear. Hallmark Media presents. Every holiday season, over 7 million of us take to the skies. Unless you're one of the thousands of flights that get canceled. Inspired by true events. A jet flies by, revealing the text, Portland, 87. At an airport, a woman with short, curly black hair holds up a cell phone. She live streams.
Hey, hey, hey. Merry Christmas, besties. It's your girl, my way or the highway here, and I'm about to tell you what's up. Okay, so I'm in Portland trying to get to Denver to spend Christmas with my parents, and it is a mess. I mean, there are storms somewhere, and it's messing things up everywhere. Now, weather is not my thing, Avi, so I rely on the experts, and the people on TikTok are saying it's epic, but in a bad way. I know that's confusing because your girl Maya typically uses epic as a positive, but in this case, it is bad. And to make things worse, the Wi-Fi here is next level terrible.
Can you do whatever it is you're doing somewhere else?
Are you, like, for real right now?
Do you, like, want to find out?
Okay. So, I apologize for that photobomb of negative energy. Let's just say, some people handle the stress of holiday travel better than others. I'll tell you what helps me, though. A homemade holiday bomb that I'm cooking up for y'all, part of the soon-to-be-released My Away Home Collection. Oh, hints of nutmeg and evergreen. It smells like Christmas, and it feels like home. Sorry. Just talking about home reminds me of how bad I want to get there.
A white-haired man squints his eyes behind Maya.
Excuse me. Hi, you're in my frame.
No, what I'm in is a public airport.
But you could be anywhere in a public airport, right?
Not if I want to check the status of my flight to Denver.
OMG, I'm going to Denver.
Well, this day just keeps getting better.
So what's the deal?
If you're referring to the flight, it doesn't look good.
You know, I've got this radical lens on humanity, and I'm sensing you're a glass half empty type. No judgment.
Can I stop you right there? All I really care about right now is getting to Denver for Christmas.
Maya walks away as a dark-haired couple approaches the white-haired man.
Excuse me, sir. We are traveling from Hong Kong. We are going here.
Denver.
Yes.
Well, the weather's bad. My advice? If you don't need to travel, don't.
Thank you. Thank you.
A blonde teenager and a brown-haired woman.
Did you hear what he just said? If you don't have to travel today, don't.
Well, is she a part of the airline?
I don't think so.
Well, then, just another traveler's speed.
His luggage had diamond tags on it. He must know something.
Mom, if you don't spend the holidays in Denver, just say so.
What? Honey, this whole thing was my idea. Of course I want to go.
Well, then maybe you could start acting like it.
Okay. I'm concerned about the weather, Ben. Can't just turn off being a mother.
I'll go get some snacks.
Get me a slice of pizza.
A blonde woman. A
few things harder than raising a teenager.
Tell me about it. Do you have a teen?
No, but I was a terrible one.
Oh.
But I do have a really great relationship with my parents now, so there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, that's a relief. Are you going to see them for the holiday?
No, I'm headed to Colorado to snowboard.
Oh.
Once in a 100-year storm. First tracks if I get there by Christmas Day.
Hope you make it.
Where there's a will, there's a way. Oh, excuse me.
The blonde woman lines up behind a brown-haired man at a coffee shop.
No, that's not it. It's double shot, no foam, candy cane cappuccino.
Oh, so you mean a candy cane latte?
No, I don't mean a latte.
Because lattes have no foam.
Yeah, no, I know that, but they also have more milk.
Oh, but you said you didn't want milk.
I actually said I wanted oat milk.
Well, that doesn't foam up anyway, so...
Yeah, as of now, the flight is still on, so I'll be there. That is if this guy had to make him finish ordering his candy cane chattuccino.
Chattuccino? Really?
Let me call you back. Sorry, it's just a playful little term, you know, for a complicated coffee order.
Yeah, no, I know it. I just don't typically hear it from, you know, an adult. Sorry, where were we?
Let me think. No way.
You know what? Just for the record, I mean, my order is not that complicated. I mean, it's not that complicated, right?
Employee handbook says I can't answer that.
Okay, even if it was, nothing wrong with saying what I want.
Nothing wrong at all.
No, there's actual data to suggest the biggest blockage in healthy communication actually comes from people who don't say what they want.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And as that's clearly not an issue for you, maybe you could do us all a favor and just hurry it along.
Everything's delayed. What's the rush?
There's no rush. I just think a little common courtesy during this busy holiday travel season would be much appreciated by all.
Says the lady who called me a chap.
Okay, I suggested that your order was typical of a Chad. I didn't call you a Chad.
Okay, and then now we're splitting hairs.
Okay, okay. How about this? What I want is for you to please finish your order so that everyone behind you in line can go on with their holiday. How's that for healthy communication?
Attention all travelers. Status for flight 554 to Denver will be updated momentarily. Please check the departure boards near.
So where were we?
The blonde woman and the brown-haired man rush over to a departure board. They glare at each other, then look up at the board. The board shows all flights canceled except a flight to Denver. The blonde lady looks over at the brown-haired man's ticket, then smirks. Passengers crowd around the board as the flight to Denver changes from delayed to canceled. Still holding her phone up, Maya looks up at the board. The brown-haired man shakes his head.
Unbelievable.
Well, it's your lucky day.
Yeah, how's that?
You're seated next to me.
The brown-haired man rolls his eyes. Maya turns back toward her held-up cell phone.
Worst Christmas ever.
An animated white van with reindeer antlers revealing the title in red lettering. Holiday Road, a Timeless Pictures production. The blonde lady looks up at the departure board, then walks over to the brown-haired woman.
Hey, me again. I'm Dana, by the way. So, I'm thinking we're all headed to Denver, right? How about we all share a rental car? I mean, between the three of us, we could drive straight through and be there by Christmas Eve.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm thinking we'll try to get on a flight tomorrow.
Good luck with that. Three flights to Denver already got canceled. So I'm in.
Okay.
We're in too.
Honey, I'd like us to consider all our options.
Well, you heard him. There's no chance we're getting on another flight, so. He's Diamond. He must know, right?
Okay, we're in.
You drive? To Denver.
They're trying to get to the same place.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's six of us. We'll get an SUV.
Excuse me? I'm Amber. I overheard your plans. Look, I can't pay much, but I'm a night owl, so I could take the late shift. No problem.
Fine. Still an SUV, but that's it. Let's
okay.
go.
Guys?
Maya smiles.
What about me?
With her mouth hanging open, Dana stares at Maya.
We're gonna need to divide
next,
to cover every
with Dana in the lead, they rush through the airport.
That's only for compact.
I'm a little car sick, so I just need to keep a window.
Are you both aware it's winter?
Let's pick it up. A lot of people probably doing the same thing we are.
Subtitles. Kai, the dark-haired man. This is a bad idea. What if they are terrible people? Lei, the dark-haired woman. It's either this, or we'll be having Christmas dinner at the airport. Kai, it'll be better than your sister's cooking.
Okay, so I don't know that one's name yet, but that one's been a little extra. I mean, where's the Christmas spirit?
Stop right there. Whatever it is you're about to ask, my answer is no. Just keep walking, buddy. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
It's very scary.
All the other rental car companies are sold out.
I saw one group that found an Uber to take them to Pittsburgh. I can't even imagine what that would cost.
That's okay. We're next. Everything should be fine.
Hey. Wait till I call you, please.
But I'm next.
I have a platinum member I have to help first.
He points to the brown-haired man.
Promise to, how'd you put it? Hurry it along. How are you doing?
You know that guy?
Not well.
A woman whispers in the man behind the counter's ear.
Sorry, folks. There's only one vehicle left, and it's going to this guy. It's a lot to handle. Probably not what you had in mind.
Whatever it is, I'll take it. Thank you. See? Be fast.
Dana watches the brown-haired man walk away.
Why are you still standing here?
We could get a hotel, hunker down for the night. Maybe they'll have more cars tomorrow.
I checked every hotel. There's nothing available.
Outside, in a large white van, the brown-haired man drives toward Dana and the others. Dana drops her bags, then steps out in front of the van, waving her hands.
Hey, stop!
Are you nuts? What the?
She approaches the window.
Seriously? You're gonna drive this thing to Denver? On your own?
If the alternative is driving with you, then yes.
Okay, clearly we got off to a rough start.
Oh, a rough start implies the beginning of something.
Well, let's not get caught up in semantics.
I'm not caught up in anything, okay? I just want to hit the road.
Okay, listen, I admit that sometimes I say more than I should, and I'm sorry.
Wow,
Is that hard?
What?
Like that apology.
A little. Hmm. So, I'm Dana.
Chad.
Oh, wow. Is that, okay, so that's why you took it so hard.
I'm kidding. It's Clay. By the way, I didn't take it so hard.
You kind of did.
And there you go again, saying more than you should.
Listen, you have this very large van with a lot of empty seats, and I have a group of people who could not only fill those seats, but also help you drive, because Denver, it's a long way.
Clay looks at the rest of the group, then lowers his eyes.
Fine, yeah. I'll take them.
Thank goodness. But not me.
Maybe next time you think twice before you're so judgmental on someone else's coffee order.
Or maybe you'll think twice about complicating your order when there's a very long line. I'll have my friends load up.
Great. Finally on the same page.
All aboard, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You really don't need to help.
Some of us still have Christmas spirit.
Okay, look, this stuff is not going to stay.
Well, not packing like that, it won't.
Well, you think you can do better?
We'll set a pretty low bar.
Clay hands Dusty, the white-haired man, a bag.
What was I thinking?
Honey, what do you have in your head?
In the van, Maya turns to Lei.
Do I have your permission to film you?
Subtitles. Kai, do you understand?
Ming.
Lei, yes. She thinks other people will want to watch us travel. Kai, really? Lei, they do things differently here.
We agree. Yay! Do I have your...
Amber storms past her.
I'll assume it's a yes on permission.
Ben, the blonde teenager, enters.
Oh. Hey, you know what? I just wanted to say, you are fantastic.
Oh, sweet. So, do you follow my TikTok? Or my YouTube?
I am now, is what I'm doing.
Great. Can never have too many fans. Excuse me.
Outside, Dusty unzips a bag filled with cash, takes out a newspaper, then zips the bag back up. Maya approaches.
So, I need to get something very important out of my bag.
Which one?
Oh, maybe that one.
She points to a suitcase, then smiles.
Maybe. You said it was important.
I think making the van feel like Christmas is very important. Oh, and since you seem to be so handy, maybe you can hang them while I start pre-trip interviews for our TikTok.
Tick what?
You're kidding me, right?
Subtitles, Kai, I think we are going to regret this.
Okay, so what does Christmas mean to you?
Family. We are visiting my sister.
Your husband doesn't seem very happy about that.
Subtitles, Kai, I'm not.
Oh, he's happy. So happy.
Maya places Christmas light magnets on the outside of the van.
Okay, let's load up.
Inside, Ben looks out the window at Dana, who sits on the curb.
You know, I feel bad for Dana.
It was her idea.
There's definitely enough room.
You know, as long as that snowboard fits.
And despite being a little extra, she does have can-do energy.
Don't be a Scrooge.
In the driver's seat, Clay shakes his head, then gets out of the van. He approaches Dana.
Okay, so, in the spirit of Christmas, want a ride?
I thought you'd never ask.
Yep, that makes two of us.
Did that hurt?
A lot.
On the road, Clay drives. Dana sits in the passenger seat, and the others sit in the back.
Okay, listen up, everybody. Here's how it's gonna work. 18 hours in Denver. Now, it probably won't hit any really bad weather till Colorado, but as of right now, I-84 is backed up all the way down to Boise, so may have to take some side roads. We got six drivers, so that's 3-hour shifts, bathroom breaks on driver changes only, meal stops every other driver.
That's a great plan.
Thank you.
Except it'll never work. I'm sorry, but you have made no accommodations for how life actually works.
Life?
Yeah, that thing you're almost living.
Exactly makes you the expert on life.
Hmm? More than my fair share of it.
Guys, you should know that my license has been temporarily suspended. Distracted driving. I tried to get out of it, but the evidence was on TikTok.
Yeah,
Fine, no problem. I'll just rework the schedule for 5 drivers.
When are we stopping for snacks?
Today?
Life.
Clay clenches his jaw. Trisha, the brown-haired woman, turns in her seat to face Lay.
Traveling all this way, you and your sister must be very close.
We are trying to become closer.
Subtitles, Kai, they hardly ever talk.
What did he say?
He is not as supportive as he could be.
Subtitles, Kai, nothing about this trip makes any sense.
Do you have any other family?
Only our son. He lives in London. We have not seen him for many years.
I can't imagine. That must be very hard.
Subtitles. Kai, his choice. He's too good for us.
What did he say?
He says it is complicated.
Trisha nods. The van drives down various back roads, past green fields, trees, and lakes. Next, Dana drives the van toward massive snow-capped mountains. A sign reads, "Welcome to Idaho." Maya holds her cell phone up.
3, 2, 1, and hello, Idaho!
Woo! Okay, that was terrible. We're gonna need to do that again.
I'm not doing it again.
I don't expect you to understand, but in my world, the last thing you want to be is boring. And we're boring with a capital B.
Speak for yourself.
You all could try my dating app.
You have a dating app?
Yeah, I do. It's called Check the Box. Click here for true love.
You being serious right now?
I am, yeah. And it works. And I gotta say, the initial questionnaire, it's pretty fun.
Okay. Let's check some boxes.
All right.
Dana smiles.
So, what does Christmas mean to you?
Maya and Clay.
Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look, I know it's not a popular opinion, but as a data guy, it doesn't add up. I mean, people are extra nice to each other for a couple of weeks, and then it's just back to business as usual. I mean, it's an anomaly. Personally, I'd remove it from any data set, you know? No such thing as Christmas magic.
Wow. What's worse than bah humbug? Leave your answers in the comments.
Trisha.
It was my first kiss. I was expecting lip on lip. Nobody told me about the French part.
All right, next one.
Worst first date.
Trisha's first kiss.
Amber, why don't you take this one?
No, thanks. I'm good.
Good to get out of your comfort zone.
Dusty nods at Amber.
Okay. Okay. Well, his name was Stevie. Not Steve. Not Steven. Stevie.
Evie. Was he like 12?
28.
Oh.
And Stevie still lived with his mom, which is cool. You know, not necessarily a red flag.
Lots of young men still do it.
Mom.
Turns out Stevie's mom didn't just own their house, she also owned their only car, and Stevie had lost his driving privileges.
I feel him.
So Stevie's mom drove us on the date.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. It gets worse. I sit through the most awkward dinner ever. Get back in the car with mom. She drives me home. Parks the car. Like, car in park. Engine off. And it's clear at this point that Stevie wants to kiss me goodnight.
Oh.
And so I thought I had the perfect out. So I said, I can't. Not in front of your mom. And he said, I kid you not, Mom, close your eyes.
I think Stevie should leave the nest.
It sounds like she was coming from a loving place.
Really? Mom.
What? He lost his driving privileges.
Ben nods.
Okay, next question. On a scale from 1 to 10, how important is it to be in a relationship?
9.5.
Yeah, same for me.
But you can't let it show.
Oh, no.
I don't know, 6?
Oh. Mom?
I'll pass.
Trisha stares out the window.
What do you guys?
10.
Subtitles. 7.
Not applicable.
Clay?
Oh, 10, for sure. You?
Dana.
3.
Record scratch.
Three?
Yeah, three. What's wrong with that?
No, nothing. Just be the lowest number ever reported, but...
You mean by a group of people going on an app to find love? By a sample, don't you think?
Well, I think the app works because people are honest.
Guys? I'm not convinced the app works at all. I don't think love can be reduced to an algorithm. And I personally don't need to be in a relationship to feel complete, so...
Stop the car.
No, it's not time to switch.
Stop the car.
Okay.
Dana pulls the van over.
Oh, I can't get air. I gotta get out of here.
Trisha rushes out of the car. The others follow her.
Mom? What's going on?
I don't know. Everything suddenly felt like it was closing in.
Okay, should we call for help?
No, no, it's fine. Maybe it's just, claustrophobia.
What do you think's going on?
Maybe she got triggered by Clay's dating app.
I thought only young people got triggered.
Okay, take your time, but,
What, Ben? Am I embarrassing you?
No, sorry. It's fine, you know, really, it's fine.
It's okay. I know just the thing. Keep recording.
Trisha, I have a question for you. Do you want to be helped, heard, or hugged?
What?
It's a distress management technique I picked up on Shine. It totally works.
No.
Well, you have to pick one.
I actually think a hug might help.
Well, it's not for you, Ben.
No, I meant for her.
I agree. Come on, bring it in.
Oh.
Maya holds out her arms.
Come on, Mom. Just try it. Please.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Trisha turns to the others, who smile and nod at her.
Oh.
Trisha and Maya hug.
It's working. Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Just a touch of claustrophobia, I think. It's better now. You get all that?
Dusty hands Maya her cell phone.
You filmed your chest the entire time?
Did I?
Oh, how can this be happening? The most perfect moment ever, not recorded? It's like it never happened.
No, with this group, it is definitely going to be more than 18 hours. Yeah, I'll call you with updates. Can't wait to see you too. Bye.
Dana takes a pill.
Let me guess, an almost love interest.
Eavesdropping, part of your skill set?
I wouldn't call it eavesdropping when you're 10 feet away.
Mm. Why do you say almost love interest?
Well, I could tell by your tone that you care. I can't wait implies passion, but I didn't hear the word love, which leads me to believe that you're still in the newish stage?
A couple of months. You know, being in different cities, we'll see each other a few times.
Let me guess, you met on your app.
Told you it worked.
So she checks all the boxes.
Well, I mean, nobody checks all the boxes, but, you know, what's important to me? Pretty close.
Does she also pack her own snacks while traveling?
Oh, come on. What is your problem with planning? I mean, seriously.
Nothing. I just prefer the unexpected.
Hmm.
Clay holds up a phone.
Oh, come on.
What?
Shutting down the interstate.
Imagine that. Give me your hand.
I'm not giving you my hand.
Relax, I don't bite. Come here.
She puts her fingers on his wrist.
I'm just curious how your body reacts to change.
So, what's the verdict?
Could be good for you.
Words appear somewhere in Idaho. Inside the van, Dusty drives. Ben sits in the passenger seat. Clay looks at his phone.
Google says Route 17 to Highway 23, then back on 80.
Apple says 17 is slower.
Waze says steer clear of 17 and 23.
Hang on, I just lost service.
Me too.
We're lost?
We're nowhere close to lost. It wouldn't be the worst thing. One of the many problems with your generation. All the answers right at your fingertips. You can't even think for yourself.
You say that like tech's a bad thing.
It is if it tells you what to do.
So what's the alternative?
Dusty raises his brow, then turns the wheel. Next, Dusty comes out of a convenience store. He pops his head in through the open back door.
These are called maps. Have at it.
He hands out maps to everyone. Ember and Maya.
Thank you for finally agreeing to do this.
Can we just get this over with?
Sure. What do you do for work?
Bartender.
Oh, I like that. Succinct, to the point. Tell me about your family.
Next.
Dreams? Aspirations? Not to say bartending isn't enough.
Next.
Okay. Here's one you should be able to answer with maybe a few more words. What does Christmas mean to you?
Christmas means never having enough.
The van drives down a tree-lined road. Inside, Ben looks at a map.
Okay, so you're gonna stay on this road until Route 14, then take a left.
Thank you, Navigator.
Yeah, you know, I had no idea there were so many roads. It was kinda cool.
It's nice not being glued to my phone.
Interestingly, research has shown that despite being more connected, people are feeling more lonely than ever. I mean, think about it. If we had all gotten on the plane to Denver, it's unlikely we would have spoken a word to one another, let alone gotten to know each other.
Yeah, I hate to admit it. I really hate to admit it, but Dana's right. Maybe the best road trip I've ever taken.
Is it the only one?
No.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's definitely the most popular. Last time I checked, hashtag BandClan was blowing up.
Blowing up?
Oh, our TikTok people like a lot.
Trisha,
your claustrophobia moment got a ton of likes.
Wait, people saw that?
Only in the beginning. Thanks to Dusty.
I'm not comfortable with them seeing any of it.
Trisha, vulnerability is courage.
Then show some yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How about some music?
Oh, I have a karaoke machine.
Seriously?
Yes, always at Christmas.
Lay stands facing the group.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the hills we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Let me get that jingle jangle. Play to my conga tingle. Let me get that horse and get that snake. And feel like a Mrs. Kringle. Everybody and the honey and the mummy will I go out in that dress white sprinkle. And yeah, we go hard for the holidays. Bells ringing everywhere like ring, ring, ring. Let me get that jingle bell. Let me ring that jingle bell. Never really knew how good it felt till I started ringing all them jingle bells.
Lei and Kai put their backs together and crossed their arms.
Okay, who's next? Ember.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm not following that.
Band rules. Everyone takes a turn.
Come on, what song?
Fine. Okay. You know, I don't need music.
You can't do karaoke without music.
Ooh.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Twas grace that taught me safe thus far. And grace will lead me home.
Oh, gosh.
sorry you're grasping.
You got nothing to be sorry for. Well, that was beautiful. Oh, God.
With tears in their eyes, everyone stands and claps.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
At a restaurant, a server brings drinks to Dana and the others.
Oh, look at this. Oh,
nice.
So good. Aren't these cups adorable?
Thank you. Lovely.
A couple approaches.
Yummy. Hi. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm Amy. This is my husband.
Bart.
We're so glad to see you're feeling better.
I'm sorry?
Oh, Bart suffers from claustrophobia, too. He won't even go near an elevator.
Me?
Bart, it's okay. Trisha normalized it. Thank you for your bravery. It takes real courage to be that vulnerable.
You saw that?
Yeah.
I mean, you're welcome, but I don't actually have claustrophobia. I mean, I didn't until this.
So you're following our story?
Yes, on TikTok.
YouTube for me.
Are you hearing this?
Maya holds up her cell phone.
Over 500,000 views. Guys, we're viral.
Would y'all mind if we got some pics? Our kids are just gonna freak.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me.
Dusty stands up.
I love how grouchy he is.
Thank you.
You mind?
Dusty approaches Amber.
I'm not up for idle conversation right now. Sorry.
Suits me. I never am.
He sits down beside Amber.
Where'd you learn to sing like that?
Oh. My mother. And church.
Well, a gift like that should be hiding behind a bar.
I gave it a shot, but God had other things in mind for me.
God can't do better than that, boys.
He can. And he did. I've got the most beautiful little girl you've ever seen.
She shows him a photograph of a little girl.
Is there a reason you can't have both?
Well, after I got divorced, the courts determined that this aspiring singer could not provide a stable home.
Mm.
Yeah, so...
Well, growing up poor is the reason why I'm a success. You and me, we got grit. Courts are wrong.
No, they were right, but it's okay. I still got visitation. That's why I'm headed to Denver to see her. Christmas morning, the joy on her face. I can't miss it.
Clay approaches.
Hey, guys. Loading up.
Outside, Clay opens the van door. Inside the van, Dana searches through a backpack.
Hey.
Hi.
You okay?
Yeah, I just, I left something at the airport.
Something important?
It's all good. No worries.
Dana.
I'm an adventure travel writer, so Christmas for me usually means travel. This year, it's first tracks through the deepest powder in 100 years. Last year, it was jumping out of a plane over the Sahara. Oh, and the year before that, it was photographing penguins in Antarctica.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever just want to be at home for the holidays?
Not really. You want to live every day like it's your last, right?
Later, at night, in the back of the van, Trisha looks at old photos of her and Ben. While the others sleep.
When I see Christmas lights light up your window.
In the front, Dana drives while Clay sits in the passenger seat.
What did you meet at the airport?
Nothing I can't find in Denver.
A little light on specific.
It's just some medication.
Well, if you need, we can probably find a pharmacy.
What I need is a navigator.
Okay.
Clay looks down at a map. In the back, Trisha smiles as she looks at a picture of Ben as a little kid.
Keep heading this way. 25 miles, I think.
Must be hard not having your phone tell you what to do.
Funny. I'll have you know I don't need my phone for everything.
Other than finding love.
Look, just because you don't value human companionship.
I never said that.
Neither does three up.
Because that's how it's been for me. Bunch of half-step relationships that don't go anywhere because we're so programmed to think we need to be in one that we settle for good enough. I don't want to settle. I don't want any more half-steps. I want to jump.
I want to jump without knowing where I'm going to land.
Trisha stares at Ben while he sleeps. Dana smirks at Clay.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Why a dating app?
What the customers want.
A little light on specifics.
Dating can often be hard to navigate. I just wanted to build something to lessen the risk, you know, the disappointment, heartbreak.
Speaking from experience?
Yeah, well, you might say I'm an expert.
Oh. Now we're getting somewhere.
No, that's it. Done.
You know who I'd like to meet?
Who?
The old Clay. The one who still believed in fairy tales.
Guys?
Dana pulls the van over on the side of the road. Then Trisha runs out.
Oh, sorry, everyone.
It's okay. Gotta stretch my legs anyways.
Oh, I don't know. What's wrong with me?
It's fine.
Really?
Turns out claustrophobia is pretty common.
Not claustrophobic. I love elevators. The music, the vibe, it actually calms me.
Lay.
Excuse me. What's this?
Full piece.
I don't know.
Come on, I'm just taking
it. So I put it in my mouth? No, you're reese.
Shouldn't we be heading east?
Yeah, we are heading east. Look, right there on the map.
If we were right there, wouldn't there be a lake right here?
Dana looks at a map, then at her surroundings. Subtitles, Kai, you said these people would get us to Denver. Lay, I may have made a mistake. Words appear. Lost in Utah. Clay drives, and Dana looks at a map as the sun rises.
Haven't we been on this road?
Yeah, I'm backtracking.
Christmas is tomorrow. If we're backtracking, we're not going to make it to Denver in time.
Guys, can we just take a moment and look?
The sun shines on their faces as golden light fills the van.
If we hadn't gotten lost, we wouldn't be right here right now to see this. Maybe a little Christmas magic.
Maybe so. Look, if anybody has a better idea than backtracking, I'd love to hear it.
Take this road. Cut straight through.
It doesn't even have a name. Probably not even a road.
If it weren't a road, it wouldn't be on a map.
She makes a good point.
Clay taps his thumb nervously on the steering wheel. On a bumpy gravel road, Dana and the others get jostled around in their seats. With his mouth hanging open, Ben leans forward in his seat. Kai taps him on the back, then hands him a potato chip bag. Ben vomits into the bag.
You still think this is a road?
It's getting us where we need to go.
The van comes to a sudden stop. Clay glares at Dana as he puts it in park, then gets out of the van.
Probably fine.
Okay, folks, here we are.
At a mechanic's garage, Clay and Dana get out of a truck.
So you're not going to take any responsibility for this?
We'll take full responsibility for getting you out of your comfort zone. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Maya and the others get out of a taxi van. Maya holds up her cell phone.
Oh, guys, we have cell service.
Hey, everyone. Good news. The Van Clan is back online. Bad news, the van broke. It's serious. Like, I don't know, something underneath with the wheels. Whatever. Let's check out Greenfield. Is this for real?
Maya points her cell phone's camera at a large group of people dressed up as elves under a sign that reads, Elf Games, December 24th. Dana and the others stare in disbelief as they walk toward Maya.
This is real.
Medical sales rep. Perfect job for a single mom. Never missed a school play,
or a baseball game, or...
Ben.
I'm a junior, high school. Looking at colleges right now, mostly in-state, I don't know, closer to home.
And for us, I guess Christmas means holiday movies, and yeah, just being together.
Aw. Any other family?
Nope, just the two of us. I mean, well...
I'm adopted.
The mechanic.
Yeah, your upper control arm needs to be replaced. Now, the good news is the part is available in Salt Lake City.
That's great news.
What's the bad news?
Well, I ain't got nobody to go pick it up for you. All my guys are competing in the elf games. I mean, we're feeling pretty good. I mean, this is the year we take the crown.
Well, rental car company says they won't have a replacement till after Christmas.
Subtitles, Kai, what is he saying? Lei, we are not going to Denver.
Tonight.
Lei storms away. Subtitles, Kai. Lei Ling, slow down. Bobo, why are you so upset? We will get to your sisters. Maybe not by Christmas. Lei, he doesn't think he's better than us. Kai, what? Lei, our son. We were the ones who sent Bo to university. Kai, yes. So he would come back and work for me. Lei, for you. There it is again.
You cannot teach someone to dream and not let them dream.
On a busy street, Dana approaches as Clay orders a coffee from a vendor.
You have almond milk?
Nope.
Soy?
Dude, it's a coffee stand. Do you want one or not?
I feel ya. We'll take two coffees, black, and keep the change for your troubles. You know, you would be amazed at just how good plain black coffee can be.
Is this your way of apologizing? Admitting that you were wrong about the road?
No, I stand by my statement. A road on a map is still a road, even if it doesn't have a name.
Your little detour is the reason we're probably stuck here for Christmas.
Or my detour is how we discovered the elf games.
You really see things that way.
That's the way it is. We're on this planet for a very finite amount of time, so I just want to make the most of it, right?
Yeah, maybe you're right. Look, if you don't make it to Denver for Christmas, all you're missing is first tracks. Some of us are gonna miss people we actually care about.
Wow. All this time I thought it was me who said too much.
Dana walks away. Clay closes his eyes tightly, then opens them. He grabs two coffees from the vendor, then follows Dana.
Dana, hey, you got your coffee. Wait. Can't have it, you accept my apology. Oh, come on, seriously.
You're right. I don't have anyone waiting for me in Denver.
I know, but I made it seem like what's meaningful to you isn't as important as what's meaningful to me. For that, I'm really sorry.
She smiles, then grabs her coffee.
Thank you. You really burning my hand.
Oh, in that case.
Oh, and she's back. I heard about this very, very cool Christmas tree decorating workshop.
Oh.
What do you say? Want to show off our mad skills?
On one condition.
Oh, what's that?
You tell me about the old play.
They decorate a Christmas tree.
So, you don't strike me as a grand gesture kind of guy.
This was bigger than a grand gesture.
Well, it's bigger than a grand gesture. Menti?
Bigger. Trenta. This was the equivalent of the biggest coffee order ever. Horse-drawn sleigh, choir sing your favorite song. I even had a dog train bring the ring on one of those little barrels around its neck.
Oh.
Yeah, it was the most spectacular Christmas proposal ever. And she said no.
What? Not even like, let me think about it?
No, no thinking required. She was absolutely clear that she would not be marrying.
Wow. It's brutal. Sorry. No wonder you're not a fan of Christmas.
Right? You know what? Here's what I don't get. I mean, I explore human behavior through data analytics. How did I not see it coming?
Maybe because you're not psychic. So... Okay, is the idea that your app would prevent something like that from happening again?
Well, make it a lot less probable.
Hmm.
Dana hangs an ornament on the tree, then looks up at Clay.
What about outliers? The ones who don't check any of your boxes.
Outliers are an anomaly. A mystery we may never understand. Very rare.
So would that relationship be impossible?
Well, everything was thought impossible until it happened for the first time.
What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah, my math skills.
What do I... about the tree? Yeah, oh, wow. Your side looks like there was a tinsel explosion. I mean,
yeah.
Have you actually ever done this before?
Not in a very long time.
Man, what do you have against Christmas trees?
Nothing. I'm not usually home during the holidays.
So. Wow. It's nice. Maybe you should try it sometime.
Yeah. Maybe someday.
They lock eyes for a moment. Then Clay looks at his phone.
I should...
Yeah.
I should...
Look for some less tinsel-y decor.
Mom, you don't sound happy to be here.
Well, I'm certainly not happy. But I guess if we have to get stranded, at least it's in a town where people really know how to celebrate. Am I right? Huh?
Trisha flicks the feet on an elf headband she wears.
Mom, are you sure you're not using this as a way of avoiding what I imagine to be some very complicated feelings around our destination?
What are you, 17 going on 30? Honey, I'm completely fine with this. 100% fine. 100p.
All right. Well, if you are 100% completely fine with this, I was thinking when we're in Colorado, we could check out CU Boulder.
I thought you wanted to stay close to home. I mean, to be near your friends.
Well, yeah, no, I do. It's just, we're gonna be so close. Wouldn't hurt to look, right?
Right.
She smiles at him, then takes her headband off.
I'm just gonna go pay for this.
Outside, Amber talks on a cell phone.
Yeah, I'll keep posted.
Dusty approaches.
You okay?
Yeah. Actually, no, I'm not.
Is there anything I can do?
Yeah, you want to pay my child support? Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I just really need to get to Denver.
Dusty lowers his eyes.
Okay.
Maya and three elves.
Love to talk more, but we need to change into our competition outfits.
Your competition fits are different?
Yes, of course. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, come on.
Wow. This feels like we're in some sort of weird time warp. Oh, wait, that's good. Our fans will love hashtag Twilight Zone.
Maya, how many followers do you have?
First, I'm super proud you're getting hit with the lingo. Second, across all my platforms, over 100,000. And since Van Clan, growing rapidly.
Okay. This could actually work.
And that's how we ended up spending Christmas Eve in Greenfield, home to the Elf Games. More on that later. So I'm reaching out to you all, my awesome My Way or the Highway family, to see if someone generous in holiday spirit could pick up the car part and deliver it to us so we can get to our friends and family on Christmas Day. And I'll tag you, Avi. Bye.
Ben.
Wow. You were so on point.
Is that a compliment?
Subtitles, Kai, who was she talking to? Lei, her friends. Well, they're strangers, but she calls them her friends.
Do you really think this is going to work? I just don't want everyone to be disappointed.
I'm not holding my breath.
Oh, you guys, it worked.
Really?
Yeah, the part will be here in 5 hours.
Really?
Yes. Looks like Trey is my number one fan.
So, now we wait.
I have a much better idea.
Dana raises her brow. In slow motion, dressed as elves, Dana and the others walk down the street. Trisha's elf headband falls off. In real time, Kai picks it up for her. In a toy store, Maya holds up her phone.
Hey, y'all. Check out this fit.
She points the phone down at her costume.
If you're wondering why I'm dressed like this, let me give you a hint. This is Santa's workshop. For real.
Oh, welcome, friends and neighbors, to the annual Elf Day. Okay, folks, let's try to keep it clean, fun, and safe. No booing, cheating, or sabotage. You know who you are.
We're really doing it, y'all. I don't know about you, but this is by far the craziest Christmas Eve I've ever had. Oh, let's check in with the band clan. Hey, in one word, how are you feeling?
Pumped!
Okay.
Anxious.
Itchy.
Like a wiener!
Subtitles. Hi, who are you? Dusty shakes his head.
No comment.
Confused is why we're doing this.
Okay, guys. I know we're all a little out of our comfort zone and we're going up against some seasoned pros, but here's what we've got going for us. We just spent 2 days together in a van, learning both about each other and from each other. Together, we've overcome every obstacle put in our way, and that is what makes us a team. That's the reason we're gonna succeed. Are you with me?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Are you with me?
In a workshop, Lei and Kai work as a team to wrap a gift. Maya tosses the gift on Trisha's lap. Sitting on a small bicycle, Trisha pedals hard, then breaks through a wrapping paper finish line. Next, Amber grabs the gift and passes it to Dusty, who sits atop a mechanical reindeer. Dusty holds on tight as the reindeer bucks. Dusty falls to the ground. Dana grabs the gift from him, then runs outside and tosses it inside a red sack.
Okay, guys, we can win this.
Darty rocks!
Maya hands her cell phone to Dusty.
Hit this button, keep it running. You got this?
I got it.
Into it! All right, let's do this!
Lele, call it.
On three.
Holding the red sack, Amber runs through an obstacle course. She hits another elf with the sack, then jumps over a hurdle. She passes the sack to Maya, who runs up and down over small hills before handing the sack to Dana. Holding the sack, Dana runs around a Christmas tree, past a candy cane, then climbs up a climbing wall. At the top of the climbing wall, in slow motion, Dana closes her eyes and grimaces. Dana slowly climbs down the other side, then passes the sack to Clay. Clay runs away with the sack. Dana bends over, then crouches on the ground. Lei watches Dana collapse, then runs over to her. Amber and Trisha run over to Dana. Clay continues to run the obstacle course.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Clay looks behind him, sees Dana struggling on the ground, then runs over to her.
Dana, you okay? What's wrong?
Well, I just had pushed too fast. Go, Clay.
No, no. I'm not leaving you.
Clay tosses the red sack, then crouches down beside Dana. One of their opponents throws his hands in the air to celebrate his win. Later, Dana sits on a bench. Clay approaches, then hands her a bottle of pills.
Thanks.
Maybe it's time to share some specifics.
He hands her a thermos. She swallows a pill, then takes a drink of water.
Yeah, I was born with a bum heart. It's much better now, but growing up, my parents lived in fear, losing me every day. I spent my childhood indoors, watching the world go by from my bedroom window.
Must have been really hard.
Yeah,
It was. But you know, when I turned 18, I decided I didn't want to spend the rest of my life stuck and afraid reading about other people's adventures. I've been making up for lost time ever since.
So, live every day like it's your last.
Yeah, for me, it could be.
Sorry, Dana.
You should be. We could have been champions. Thanks.
Yeah.
Maya approaches.
Good news. Christmas has arrived.
In a rusty old pickup truck, three teenagers pull up.
Hi. I'm Maya. I mean, you already know that, but hi.
I'm Trey. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You are literally Santa's best helper. As promised, I'll make your socials blow up.
Oh, that's super cool and all, but we're gonna need a little more than that.
I'm sorry?
What do you mean by more?
Oh, we're just thinking a delivery charge of, say, like $2,000?
Oh, well, that is just rude. What would your mother think?
She came up with the idea, so.
Wow.
I'll pay it. Not a problem.
Not a problem? Not a problem? No, this is a massive problem. If you think you can come in here and hold that car part hostage, which is literally the complete opposite of the Christmas spirit, you're in La La Land. And I don't mean the movie.
Actually, that's exactly what we think we can do. So, you take Venmo, or...
Maya jumps toward a teenage boy. She tries to pry a box out of his hands. The other two teenagers hold up their phones and record the entire struggle. Maya smiles.
So I'm an influencer, obvi. But if that doesn't work out, I'll probably work in the hotel business with my dad. What does Christmas mean to me? Well, I'll get back to you on that.
At night, text appears passing through Wyoming. In the van, Amber drives. In the back, Clay sits next to Maya.
I just don't get how friends can be so cold and heartless.
Maybe because they're not friends.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's just money, Maya.
Maybe to you. Some of us, it's an awful lot of cash to just hand over.
Yeah, well, I spent too much time caring about money.
That's the attitude, Dusty. I don't care what these guys think. I refuse to let this ruin our journey. I'm just gonna put the whole thing behind me. I'm Teflon.
Guys?
On Ben's cell phone.
You're in La La Land. And I don't mean the movie.
They did not.
They did. On Instagram.
Oh, no.
And TikTok.
No.
And YouTube.
Oh, no.
You know, it's just the holidays. You know, who's even paying attention, really?
Subtitles. Kai. They're there. Let it out. I hope they get coal in their stockings for Christmas.
Kaya. What did he say? He feels badly for her.
It's like 1 minute I'm on top of the world feeling so much love. And then just like that, I'm over. Done. Cooked.
That's not true. Because of you, our story has impacted so many people.
Yeah, like Amy and Bart at the diner. No one's gonna care anymore.
Maya.
I don't want to hug Ben.
I wasn't offering.
Oh.
What I was gonna say is, if you connect your self-worth to what other people think, you'll never be truly happy.
That's very wise, son.
Thanks. Learned it from my mom.
Ben and Trisha smile at each other.
Never mind, I would like a hug.
Lay hugs Maya. Ben awkwardly tries to hug Maya, but can't get past Lay. Trisha clenches her jaw.
Guys?
Outside, Trisha walks toward a fire burning in a pit. Ben and the others follow her.
Hey, Mom, what happened? We were so close to Denver.
I know, I think that's the issue. Oh, sorry for all the drama.
Everyone.
Okay. Here's the situation. Ben and I are going to Denver to meet his birth mother. And I think what's happening to me is I'm scared. Scared I'm going to be replaced.
With tears in her eyes, Trisha turns toward Ben.
Mom, what? Look, she might be the woman that brought me into this world, but you're my mom. And nothing is ever going to change that. Ever.
Snow gently falls on them.
I love you, Ben.
Trisha wraps her arms around Ben, who closes his eyes and rests his head on her shoulder. Lei and Kai converse. Dana looks down at her watch.
Oh, it's midnight. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh.
Merry Christmas.
Lei holds up a box.
Traditional Chinese Christmas cookies. They bring good fortune.
Thank you, Lei.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
She offers one to Kai. Subtitles. Kai, Bo's favorite. Lei, yes. Kai, do you think they have them in London? Lei, he has told me they do not.
Oh.
Lei continues to hand out the cookies to the rest of the group.
Ah, Trisha, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dana leans in toward Clay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Hard to believe that just 2 days ago, none of us even knew one another. And now...
We do. It wouldn't happen if you didn't bring everyone together.
Well, without your generosity, we wouldn't have had a ride.
So, without each other...
We would have carried on with our lives.
Business as usual.
So maybe this is proof of Christmas magic?
I think we have enough data to support that, yeah.
Well, here's to saying yes. Even when you don't want to.
And black coffee.
Dana holds up her cookie package.
And Destiny.
Destiny.
Dusty turns to Maya.
Shouldn't you be filming this insta-perfect moment?
Ben puts his arm around Ember as Lei rests her head on Kai's shoulder.
It's perfect. Because I'm not.
The next morning, the van drives down a snow-covered road. Maya points her cell phone toward a sign that reads, Denver. She flips the camera toward the group. The van pulls up in front of a house lit up with Christmas lights. Lei and Kai get out of the van. Lei stares at the house. Subtitles. Kai.
Wake up.
What now, Bobo? We made it. You are happy, right?
Some fun there.
Lei, not yet. Lei's sister comes out with open arms. Lei and her sister hug. Next, a young man comes outside, then stops and stares at Lei and Kai. Kai's face drops. Subtitles, Kai, you lied to me. Lei, I was not honest with either of you about this reunion.
Mom, how could you?
Lei, because if I told you the truth, neither of you would have come.
Oh, you don't need Google Translate to sense the tension here.
Lei takes her son's hand, then looks at Kai.
Listen to me. I love you both. You are my whole world. But this feud between you is breaking my heart.
Kai looks down at Lei and then at his son. The others watch as Kai reaches into his bag, then pulls out the traditional Chinese Christmas cookies. Subtitles, Mala. Kai, your mother says they don't have these in London.
Mui di bang mai.
Bo, they do not. Bo shakes as he holds back tears. Kai hugs him. Subtitles, Kai, I am so proud of what you have accomplished.
Dad, I couldn't have done it without you. Okay, I meant no disrespect in leaving, Baba.
Kai nods his head, then looks Bo in the eyes as he places his hand on Bo's shoulder.
You cannot teach someone to dream. Then not let them dream.
Now I am happy.
Lei, Kai, and Bo hug. Lei's sister approaches the group.
Hello, I'm Ning.
Hi, oh, it's so nice to meet you. I'm Trisha.
Oh,
I know all of you already. Been watching Maya's TikTok. So fun and emotional.
Aw, thank you. I really need that right now.
Come, I have gifts for all of you. Let's go into the house. It is tradition.
Amber pulls her phone out of her pocket.
I'll be right in.
Hey, I'm almost there. What? No, don't say that. I am not a bad mother. Matt, just put her on the phone. Put her on the phone. Matt? Matt!
Amber lowers her eyes. Dusty walks out the front door, then looks around.
Amber!
He walks toward the open doors on the back of the van. He picks up his open, empty bag, looks inside it, then tosses it back in the van. Dusty.
Retired. But I used to work in energy.
Oh, can you elaborate?
Nope.
Okay. So what does Christmas mean to you?
Not what it used to.
Later, in the van, Dana shakes her head.
It's hard to believe that she wouldn't at least say goodbye.
What if something happened to her? Should we call the authorities?
I'm chill. She took her stuff.
It's just so weird. Did she say anything to you? I mean, did you seem to have formed a genuine connection?
I don't have any more information than you. But I'm sure she had her reasons.
Looks like someone found a little Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Now, Dusty, you never mention why you're heading to Denver.
See my daughter.
Oh, what's her name?
Annie.
I love that name.
Yeah.
Snow falls heavily. The van pulls up outside of a house with an inflatable Santa, reindeer, snowman, and elves outside. Trisha gets out of the van. The others follow her. Ben stays inside the van. Maya smiles.
Wow.
Well, she certainly loves Christmas.
Well, that's one thing we have in common. I mean, besides you, of course.
Trisha turns to Ben, who stares at the ground.
Ben?
You know, maybe this was a bad idea. You know, what if she doesn't like me?
Oh, honey.
You know, someone really cool once told me that if you connect your self-worth to what other people think, you'll never truly be happy. Now, do you want to be helped, heard, or hugged?
What do you think?
Okay.
No, go. Get your bag, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you.
Ben gets out of the van, then hugs Maya. Ben and Trisha walk toward the house. Then Trisha stops and turns around to face the group.
We're all so lucky we met.
Ben's lucky to have you. Remember that.
Thank you.
A dark-haired woman, Beth, wearing a Christmas sweater, comes out of the house. Ben and Trisha stop and stare at her with tearful eyes. Trisha looks up at Ben.
Ben?
He hugs her. She looks up at Trish, then holds her arms out.
Trisha, hi.
With tears streaming down her face, Trish hugs them both.
I'm so happy.
Dusty, Clay, Dana, and Maya get back in the van.
This may be the end of our journey, but it's not goodbye. Stop. Let's go again.
Dusty holds up a cell phone.
All good things eventually come to an end. Cut. Let's go again. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Really?
Seriously?
I can just do it later. No biggie. Just a lot of pressure when you're all, like, here, watching me, IRL.
Yeah?
In real life.
Real life can be hard sometimes.
But totally worth it.
Maya hugs Dusty. He hugs her back.
You're a really good guy. Even though you pretend not to be.
Thanks. You're pretty awesome yourself, even though you don't know it yet.
I hope you both get everything you want for Christmas.
She turns to Clay and Dana. She hugs Dana.
You too.
Bye, Maya.
She hugs Clay, then waves and walks toward a house covered in Christmas lights and decorations. Dusty smiles and waves at Maya. Then he and Dana get into the back of the van. Clay follows him. Clay gets into the driver's seat. Next, they pull up beside a fence and get out of the van. Carrying his bags, Dusty walks toward the fence.
Sure we can't take you somewhere else? No. This'll do.
Clay shakes Dusty's hand.
Take care, Dusty.
Dusty smiles and nods at Clay. Then Dana hugs him. Dusty grimaces.
Have a nice holiday with your daughter. I'm sorry that we didn't get to meet her.
Yeah. She would have liked you.
Dusty walks away. Dana and Clay exchange a glance with a raised brow, then get back into the van. At a ski resort, Clay hands Dana her bag. Just to light
the way for strangers. Guess this is it.
I guess so. Thanks for making room for me.
Well, I'm glad I did. It might be the last one ever. Look, I know you jump out of planes and into oceans and who knows what else. You really think you have the courage to just jump blindly? For love?
Dana's eyes widen.
I hope so.
Dana, come on, leave it.
I should go.
Yeah, no, me too.
She adjusts her backpack, then smiles at him.
Goodbye, Clay. I hope everything works out for you.
Just like I planned.
She walks away.
Say, Dana.
She turns back toward him.
Be careful up there.
Just to hear. That's so fun. Cause it
soothes away the heart. He smiles as she walks away. In a graveyard, snow falls gently on a statue of an angel with her head resting on a tombstone. Dusty kneels in the snow, then takes a small Christmas tree out of his bag and places it next to a tombstone that reads, Annie Redford.
Merry Christmas, Annie. This time of
year. You would not believe what I went through to get here this year. Portland to Denver.
A van full of strangers. I know what you'd say. Recipe for disaster. And I thought the same. But it wasn't. Met some great folks. Learned how to post. Hashtag old dog new tricks. I go so far as to say it's one of the best trips I ever went on.
Well,
not including the ones with you, of course. I'm so sorry we couldn't make more of it. Got caught up trying to provide for you. I couldn't see that all you wanted was me.
In the distance, Amber and a little girl walk toward him.
Here, honey, I want you to meet my friend, Dusty. Dusty, this is my daughter, Grace.
Amazing Grace. It's nice to meet you.
Mommy, can I go play in the snow?
Yeah, stay close.
Grace skips away.
How'd you find me?
Dana told me where they dropped you.
Amber hands Dusty a bag of cash.
It's all there. I've never done anything like that before. I just wanted to show that I could be a good mom, that I could provide.
Here's what I can tell you about being a parent. No one ever gets it 100% right. I sure didn't. And now, for me, it's too late.
She looks down at Annie's grave.
I lost Annie 3 years ago. Car accident.
She puts her hand on his shoulder.
I can't even imagine.
It's not too late for you, Amber.
I don't even know where to start.
They both watch Grace playing in the snow. Then Dusty looks down at the bag of cash in his hand.
Start with this. You find yourself a place to live here in Denver.
I'm not taking your money, Dusty.
Oh, you'd be doing me a bigger favor than I'm doing you. So take it. Please.
She takes the bag of cash, then slowly looks up at him.
I don't know how to thank you.
That's easy. Just start singing again.
Yeah, okay. I can start singing again, if you're there to listen.
I can do that.
A snowball hits him.
Oh, it's on! Little whippersnapper!
He chases Grace. Amber looks down at a cell phone. A video of Maya appears.
Hi, all. For those of you still watching, thank you. And for those of you who aren't, I'm okay with that.
Holding two glasses of wine, Clay looks down at a cell phone, then smiles.
Our van clan journey has come to an end. What a wild ride it has been. I know for me, it's changed the way I see the holidays.
I love it. It's exactly what I wanted.
I used to think Christmas meant dressing up in fancy clothes, sipping on champagne, and getting a ton of presents from my parents, who are stranded in New York this year. Love you guys. But the holidays are so much more. To be with the people we love. Even if we have to travel halfway around the world during the busiest time of the year, just so we can see their faces.
Subtitles. Kai, what is she talking about? Lay, us.
It's totally worth it.
Trisha and Beth.
So when the ER doctor finished examining him, he asked what's his favorite food, and I said carrots.
That's why he was orange?
Yep. Mother of the year.
You are. I mean it.
I never could have given him this life. Not that bad.
Well, you're in his life now, and that's what matters.
Hey, Mom?
And Beth?
Check this out.
Because Christmas has a way of bringing people together, reconnecting families and friends, or friends who become family, reminding us that the greatest Christmas gift of all is love.
Dana!
On a mountain, before a helicopter, Clay runs toward Dana.
What are you doing?
I know how much you like tinsel, so I brought you this.
You flew up here to give me an ornament?
That, and, I want to jump.
Okay, you're not really dressed
for it. No. I mean with you.
With her mouth hanging open, she stares at him.
I'm wrong again, aren't I? Oh, wow, Yeah, I mean, just because I was feeling something you weren't,
She jumps into his arms, wraps her legs around his waist, then kisses him.
Nice to meet the old Clay.
It's nice to have him back. So how do we get down?
So we jump.
What?
No, I'm kidding. We'll take the chopper.
Oh, okay. We gotta go. We got somewhere we have to be.
Love in all its many forms. I learned that from 8 complete strangers. In any other circumstance, we would have never met. I mean, you could see how different we all were. But somehow, our goal of getting home for Christmas put us on common ground, allowing us to share stories, laughter, and love. And in the end, truly embrace that destiny was our destination. Shout out to my Van Clan family. Merry Christmas.
In the living room, Maya sits on a couch before a Christmas tree and looks at her phone. I'm coming home. Messages from her fans appear. You're the best girl, and love you, girl, and Merry Xmas, Maya. She smiles, then puts her phone down beside her. Maya walks to her front door, then opens it. Standing on her doorstep, the entire Van Clan and Grace smile at her.
Merry Christmas!
Aw, you guys.
You said it right. The holidays are a time to be with the people we love.
Cause there's nothing quite like family. Snow outside and a lit up tree. It's my favorite time. I wouldn't want to miss it. I'm coming home to see the look in my mama's eyes and help my dad with the Christmas lights while I drive all night no matter.
Inside, the group sits together at a candlelit table. Everyone smiles as they eat, talk, then clink their glasses together. Outside, the snow falls harder now. The Christmas lights from inside cast a soft glow through the window.
For Christmas.